My name is Victor Kubik. My guest today is Stephanie Bissassier from Trinidad. Welcome to Inside United.
Hi, good day everyone. Thanks for having me.
We want to hear about your church, you know, in Trinidad, but also we want to hear about your impressions of camp. You've been to camp several times before in the Caribbean, but not in the United States. Could you tell us a little bit about the church?
Well, Trinidad and Tobago is a twin island nation. So in Trinidad is where we have our main congregation. It's about 30 people, and we have one member in Tobago. So that person usually comes across to visit for Holy Day events, or if our pastor, Mr. Chuck Smith, comes to visit. We had the Beyond Today program being aired locally for about 2 years now.
Okay, so you were on television.
We used to advertise on TV, but we are taking a break.
And was that on cable or?
It's on local television station. When we first started, we used two television stations, but we, due to budget constraints, had to move across to one. And we have experienced growth due to that program. The word is being preached, and it was usually on Sundays on a weekly basis. And a lot of people have been attracted to the message being preached there, so we hope to continue it in the future.
Okay. Now tell me, Stephanie, your father is a deacon in the church and sort of the person, the main point person for...
Yes. My dad, Mr. Dale B. Sessa, he has been the deacon for about 5 years now. Mm-hmm. We also have another deacon there, Mr. Glenford Clement. But my dad, yeah, he is the one who takes active leadership outside the presence of Mr. Chuck Smith.
Okay. And tell us about your camp experience. You've been to various youth camps in the Caribbean?
Yes, I have. I've been to 3 camps in Jamaica and 1 camp in St. Lucia last year.
And you've been a camper and a staff member?
Yes. This is my first year being a staff member, so it was a completely different perspective I got.
Okay. Well, I'd like to know about your staff experience here at Camp Kutubik.
Okay. My job at Camp Kutubik this year was working on the team building activity. I worked with a guy, Mr. Mitch Moss, and it was very intense. We had so many sessions every day. We had 4 classes every day with each dorm. It was jam-packed, but it was fulfilling at the end of each day, you know. I think team building is especially important because it creates a closer bond amongst the campers that they can't get from sports. But with team building, we combine activities that are both written plus physical, as well as the spiritual aspect to it. So it kind of reconnects people back at the end of the day.
What did you actually do?
Okay, so the team building events, we had about 2 sets of 3 activities each, right? So the first set of activities were, we had like note card activities with questions to kind of act as an icebreaker. We had some more intense activities like a blindfold mystery maze where campers were unaware of the maze situation going on. But it was more to show that how the purpose of that particular activity was to show that God is in control of your life, and we may not always see the bigger perspective in everything, but God will lead us through, and we can always depend on our friends and family to help us through any obstacles that we might need other people to assist us with.
Okay.
Yeah.
Did you do anything else besides team building? I'm sure that there were other things that you did at the camp.
I think being on staff taught me that how no one person just has one role. You have to take on other roles wherever there's a need, you fill it. So I also assisted with like photography because I'm a freelance photojournalist back in Trinidad. So I had my DSLR with me to kind of capture any events going on during my free time. So that was a good way for me to bond with the campers further.
Yeah, and Mr. Mitch Moss, you know, he's a photographer as well.
Yeah, so I think that was a good pairing. We had common interests.
Good. Well, tell us more about camps in the Caribbean and how they may have differed from camps here in the United States?
Well, the first difference would be size. The max amount of campers we've probably have had were about 30 people, whereas the camp this year in Ketubik was 140 campers. So that was a big change for me because I'm accustomed to more intimate groups in terms of I get to know each camper very well. But here, I wasn't able to get to know everyone. But I met people from the Philippines, Mexico, Brazil, South Africa. And I think it was so interesting that how we were able to add a different dimension for the campers to interact with, because our international perspective is so different in terms of we have smaller congregations. I don't have a lot of young people to bond with, and that was a commonality I had amongst other international folks. So I think when we were talking to other campers and they understood where we were coming from, you know, in terms of they appreciated more their bigger congregations and being at camp where we are all together and we have people of a similar age and we're able to connect on a deeper level. Mm-hmm.
Well, we strongly value our UYC, that youth camp program, because they do become life-changing experiences for our young people.
It was for me, 100%.
They talk about these experiences for years on end, and some of the lessons that they have learned while at camp, they practice in their lives.
Yes.
Can you tell us about any particular experience that you found to be extremely interesting?
Oh, yeah. So one of our team building activities that was really, that's something I deeply connected with, was hopes and fears. So this was our concluding activity for our final session in team building. The activity is very simple in terms of they had two sheets of paper, one where they write down their hopes, the second one they write down their greatest fear. And each person exchanged their hopes and fears, so it was anonymous, and everyone got a different look. And some people's hopes were superficial in terms of, I would like a Lamborghini. This was more common amongst the younger dorms, right? In terms of the young boys, but like as you move up in age, we saw people got really personal. It was shocking to see what the kids wrote down, more so the fears. We had one of the youngest guys, he was like around 13 years old. His greatest fear was something so unique, I never heard this before, that he would one day get married and he would not be able to have kids. And I thought that was shocking to hear from somebody so young to write down something so, like,
so profound.
Profound. Not having kids, because we know, I'm hearing stories of like people not able to have kids, infertility, and I know it's affecting the younger generation to this day. A lot of the common hopes were to be in the kingdom, 100%, but more so personal relationships. A lot of the young kids, they worry about finding a mate, marriage, having a family, and amongst the guys, it was to be able to provide in terms of those needs. They want to be able to have a good income, not only to have a family, but, you know, to have a sustainable life. And young women, they wanted to have successful careers and to be a good mate as well. So personal relationships, as well as having a deeper relationship with God, was, I was really impressed with the young kids for having that.
What about the discussion that took place in the dorms afterwards, you know, among the people that came up as a result of this?
The counselors are the ones who more so deal with the campus directly, but I was able to become like a temporary counselor for one night to give like all our assistant counselors and head counselors a break. And that for me was such a life-changing experience, one of the highlights for CAM for me in terms of the deep discussions we had. We had one of the older girl dorms, G4, and it was so like touching the kinds of discussions we had. They also discussed like some of their deepest fears, and a lot of girls, they fear so much in the future in terms of their personal safety, what the future holds, the future of the unknown, as well as their family being called or not, and whether they would accept the calling in the future. That was one of the biggest discussions. I hope if I return next year to an American camp to kind of move to switch as an assistant counselor, because I feel like you get a closer bond with the campers. But this was a great experience. Team building was awesome. Yeah.
Well, it seems like the discussions began rather simply with straightforward questions, but then they got into some deeper thoughts among the campers, and sounds like even with the staff themselves, you know, who talked about some of their fears and hopes as well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, in the team building sessions, we always allow the counselors to participate as well, because it's the entire dorm, you know, we don't want anyone to feel left out. Yeah.
That's great. That's great. That's very, very, very interesting. Mm-hmm. Well, now you're going back to Trinidad, right?
Oh, yes. I must return.
Okay. What do you hope to be doing right away when you return?
When I return, which is around July, I plan on continuing with photojournalism, and I'm beginning my master's in international relations in September. So looking forward to 2 more years of school.
I have a feeling that we're going to hear more from you, and I hope to see you again, Stephanie.
I will be back.
Okay, we hope to talk to you again.
It was wonderful talking to you, Mr. Kubik.
Well, thank you for joining us on Inside United. We hope that you will come back again soon.
This is a production of the United Church of God. For more, visit ucg.org.